WTAW News Time is 5 minutes after 7. It's 57 degrees. It's dropped a little bit. We'll take a look at your full forecast coming up after the news. Good morning. I'm Chelsea Reber. The cleanup from a major waterline break at Sam Rayburn Middle School in Bryan is expected to be completed in time for classes to resume next Monday. A custodian heard a loud pop in the school's 800 hallway. By the time the water was shut off, more than 50 rooms, offices, closets, and common areas had 1 to 2 inches. A private company was hired to join maintenance employees in the first round of removing water. Crews are scheduled to return today for a second round, along with disinfecting classroom carpets. Computers were removed from affected areas and will be tested to assess any damage. Parts to repair the water line are supposed to arrive tomorrow or Wednesday. More information may be released into what was behind last year's unexpected departure of Bryan School Superintendent Tommy Wallace.
Last Thursday, the Bryan School District responded to an open records request by releasing 3 emails and a recording of a private meeting last September that led to Wallace's $83,000 voluntary separation agreement. The recording included Wallace receiving paperwork written by Deputy Superintendent Tim Roeke and 3 other central office administrators.
I was asked. And so I shared information. You also will find in there that all of your cabinet members have shared information.
That information, according to an email from Wallace's lawyer.
Severe thunderstorm warning for Houston County in southeastern Texas, Eastern Walker County in southeastern Texas, San Jacinto County in southeastern Texas, northeastern Montgomery County in southeastern Texas, Polk County in southeastern Texas, northeastern Madison County in southeastern Texas, Trinity County in southeastern Texas, until 8 a.m. Central Standard Time. At 6:58 a.m. Central Standard Time, severe thunderstorms were located along a line extending from 8 miles southwest of Mandel to 15 miles east of Madisonville, moving east at 35 miles per hour. 60 miles per hour wind gusts. Source, weather indicated. Impact, expect damage to roofs, siding, and trees. Locations impacted include Eastern Conroe, Crockett, Livingston, Apple Springs, Trinity, Shepherd, Onalaska, Corrigan, Grapevine, Cut and Shoot, Groveton, Cold Spring, Point Blank, Love Lady, Riverside, Kennard, Latexo, Goodrich, Seven Oaks, and Alabama.
All right, here we go again. A Calvert policeman survived an ambush on New Year's Day. According to a Facebook post from the Law Enforcement Association of the Brazos Valley, Officer Stephen Magnus was shot in the vest while on duty. He was taken to a Bryan hospital and then returned to his home, according to a Facebook post from his father. A suspect was taken into custody. And Bluebell wants to dial back safety precautions required by the Food and Drug Administration after a rash of listeria outbreaks.
Bluebell had several recalls over the past few years after listeria was found in their ice cream. At least 10 people became seriously ill. 3 people died. After the outbreak and recall last year, Bluebell adopted stringent safety measures at its creameries in Texas, Oklahoma, and Alabama. Now the company is asking the FDA to let it go back to what Bluebell says are more conventional food safety measures because the tougher conditions are very expensive to sustain. Bluebell claims it now has effective listeria prevention programs in all its facilities. The Brenham-based ice cream company still trying to regain public trust and financial stability after the outbreaks. Cameron Fairchild, TSN News.
WTAW News Time is 9 minutes after 7. It's 57 degrees. You can text us, especially if you've got news about the weather in your area, 979-695-1620. More news at 7:30 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Maintaining your vehicle is not only important, but required. Hi, I'm Gabriel Garcia from Traditions Mobile One Oil and Lube, and I want to remind you that your registration will now serve as a combined proof for inspection and registration, but you will still need to have your vehicle inspected. We can do that for you at Traditions Mobile One Oil and Lube on Villa Maria at 2818 next to Rally Car Wash, or visit our other... Maintaining your vehicle is not only important, but required. Hi, I'm Gabriel Garcia from Traditions Mobile One Oil and Lube, and I want to remind you that your registration will now serve as a combined proof for inspection and registration, but you will still need to have your vehicle inspected. We can do that for you at Traditions Mobile One Oil and Lube on Villa Maria at 2818 next to Rally Car Wash, or visit our other location at East William Joe Bryan Parkway next to the main post office. Like us on Facebook for weekly promotions.
This is Brandon Eisenman with W.E. Gibson Insurance. In my experience, most people don't expect as much as they should from their insurance agent. Your agent should be your advocate and your representative and should put your interest before his own or any insurance company's. Your agent should be a valuable and trusted resource. At W.E. Gibson Insurance, that is exactly who we are. Although we represent some of the top insurance companies in the nation, we understand that our clients are our number one priority. Give us a call today at 694-1555 or stop by our office at the corner of Deacon and Longmire in College Station.
AggielandHelpWanted.com salutes the employee of the month. The one employee you can't live without. The others, let's just call them Dave.
Hey, Dave, why is the other Dave chopping down a tree out front?
Well, Mr. Employee of the Month, you said you needed some set.
I said I needed that report ASAP, as in right away.
Oh, so what does that have to do with the tree?
Oh, boy.
We believe local businesses should be packed with more local employees of the month and fewer Daves. We make it easy to post a job, and it's local, so you won't get spammed by faraway job seekers. AggielandHelpWanted.com. Local jobs that work.
Good morning. It's 7:12. Let's just do the weather here, since, and again, we apologize for the audio level of the reports. But basically, just so you know, this is called the Emergency Alert System, EAS. It takes over our radio stations, okay? That little tone comes on, we can't do anything. I mean, we're yelling into the microphone. We're dancing in the studios.
We got no control.
Yeah, we don't. We don't have any control over the quality of the computer or the area that it is designating to tell us about, or the volume of the report. So basically what this last report was a continuation of the system that's already moved through Brazos County, is going on over further into East Texas, still on the edge of our listening audience, and if you're listening on the internet, clearly you could still be in the area that's going to be affected. Now it's moving way over into deep East Texas. The good news is, once this stuff passes out of here, we're going to have sunshine later today, which will be kind of nice. We do have a severe thunderstorm watch that will remain in effect until 9 o'clock this morning. Other than that, 74 degrees this afternoon, 74. Be nice. 49 tonight, about 72 tomorrow. Then it cools off Wednesday. 51's our high, 39's our low, and Thursday night we're looking at a low of 34. But basically sunshine for the rest of the week, and that'll be nice. And right now we're at, what, 57 degrees?
Yeah.
It did cool down as the showers moved through. Got that going on for us. All right, there we go. And the weather is brought to you this morning by Action Sports, home of the new Can-Am Spyder and Kawasaki Mule Pro FXT. Stop by and see yourself at Action Sports, 202 Holloman Drive East. Click on actionsportstx.com. In sports.
Coming up in sports, projected number one draft pick Myles Garrett will indeed be heading to the 2017 NFL Draft. Meanwhile, the A&M men's and women's basketball teams have some upcoming matchups. We'll take a look at those. And in the NFL, who's out of a job? We'll take a look at the head coaches who will be preparing their resumes. All the details and more coming up in sports on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
There you are. We're in the WUC Tractor Studio, your local award-winning Kubota New Holland dealer in Bryan and Navasota. So Gary Kubiak is hanging it up, huh?
Yeah, that's right. He's got some health issues.
Well, he does.
Yeah, of course, in 2013, he had that mini stroke when he was coaching for the Texans.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's just he's it's taking a toll on him.
All right, best for you not to do that. All right, so do we – well, I'm going back and looking at stories that we had in – things we learned in 2016 that we can take with us into 2017.
Okay.
Do you really need to eat breakfast? Yeah, well, I mean, they've always told us that, you know, it's your most important meal.
Mm-hmm.
We have studies about how if you eat a protein-rich breakfast, that can prevent unhealthy snacking that goes on later at night. Of course, not buying the Pringles helps too.
Yeah.
If you don't have that in the house, then it's all right. But what they found is that there have been a preponderance of, well, majorly flawed reports having to do with the importance of breakfast.
Oh, those breakfast council people, huh?
There you are.
Yeah, 2013
study that was published in a journal found that men who skip breakfast had a significantly higher risk of coronary heart disease than men who did eat breakfast. But, like almost all studies on breakfast, this association was not a causation. For more than most of the domains, the topics say that what happens is there's a, quote, publication bias.
Mm-hmm.
The paper was published by the American Journal of Clinical Nutrition. Researchers reviewed the literature basically having to do with breakfast and obesity, looking at it as a specific issue. And time and again, apparently they're cooking the numbers, so to speak.
Yeah.
So that breakfast. But the deal is, I mean, how much of it is habitual?
Yeah.
And
very true.
I'm thinking, because we have limited breakfast options up here.
Mm-hmm.
We got to bring whatever we want.
Yeah.
Ever since they got rid of the candy machine, you know, we couldn't do that. But you get into a routine like you do anything else. And what they're saying nutritionally is it important. I'd always heard, well, you know, you got to get your engine started. You have to have something going on. You need to break the fast that your body's had since that pizza that you had at 11 o'clock last night. Yeah, so to get
that going. Well, I feel like there's so many other factors with each human being.
Yeah.
You know, like you said, they're, you know, your choices and your options and how early you're getting up. And because I have some, you know, I know some people who just, it's really hard for them to eat first thing in the morning, or if it's, you know, too early. Well, thank God I don't have that issue.
Yeah. But you talk about, I mean, most simply, the old saying, an apple a day keeps the doctor away, but an apple really, I mean, it doesn't have to be big.
Nope.
And it can be very tasty, very crunchy, you know, that kind of thing. And that so it doesn't have to be six pancakes and or something between
right,
two pieces
some
of bread.
Massive, yeah,
can,
breakfast.
Can do something normal. But again, we're U.S. Americans. We don't know. We like to do that.
Yeah.
All right, so I don't know if you've heard of them. They come out with their list right after 2017 gets started. It's Lake Superior State University. They put out their list of words they wish would be banned in 2017.
Okay.
Things that we've just seen too much of.
Oh, yeah, banning words.
Yeah, words and phrases such as town hall meeting. They think that should be done.
That's a thing, though.
Yeah, overused words and phrases are a problem for thousands and thousands of people. So here's their words and phrases list of what should be done. You, sir. You shouldn't use that anymore. You, sir, hails from a more civilized time, so we don't do that anymore.
You, sir.
This is good. Focus. Focus.
Focus.
Okay? I mean, think about that.
Focus.
That's right.
Focus.
Here we are. That's it. So a town hall meeting. Guesstimation. We shouldn't use guesstimation. Okay?
That's not really a word anyway.
That's right. It's guest. Okay. This one I'd never heard of until this morning. In the world of text, 831.
831?
Okay.
No
thank
idea.
You.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you.
Yeah. No, I'm lost.
Okay. It's I love you. Eight letters, three words, one meaning.
Oh.
But if it's not in your world, then where is that a thing?
Yeah. I had never heard
okay,
of it.
Okay, that's completely new to you.
No problem not using
yeah.
that one.
All right, okay.
Completely new. I'm also not really saying I love you to anyone.
I got
so.
It. All right, now this works. Historic. What is historic, after all? Because, you know, in U.S. America, you talk to somebody from England or something
where
about
the history comes from.
Yeah, exactly.
True.
Oh, you got something that's 100 years old. Wow, that's historic. Did I show you this thing over here? This building that's 600 years old. Okay, echo chamber. That's same thing over and over again. Same thing over and over. Manicured, like a manicured lawn.
Wow.
Okay, golf courses are manicured.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Dad bod.
Dad bod. I'm going to use it if people keep having it.
There you are. Selfie drone.
What is that?
Apparently, let's see. In what could be an ominous development, the selfie, an irritating habit of constantly photographing and posting oneself to social media, being handed off to flying cameras now. This must end badly.
Yeah. Right,
so there you go. That's. Have you seen that? I mean,
A selfie drone?
Yeah.
No.
I have not.
Well. I mean, wouldn't it just be a drone that you're taking a selfie with? I mean, you don't have to take a selfie with it.
Suppose that's it. Do we know the phrase on fleek?
Yes.
Yeah. All right, now what is that? Help me with that.
Kind of like on point, like it's great.
Oh,
like,
okay.
Like right. A lot of girls, or I mean, you know, my outfit is on fleek.
And as far as I understand, even the kids consider that one, like, lame.
Kind of lame,
like,
yeah.
I think the adults picked up on it real quick and started saying it.
Yeah,
and
that one came and went pretty quickly this year.
Yeah. Now, are people supposed to tell you that your outfit was on fleek, or you would declare yourself on fleek?
Both.
Either way.
All right, okay.
Most people who use it are declaring themselves on fleek.
I use it for humorous reasons.
All right, okay. All right, well, while we're talking about that social media thing, Twitter CEO Jack Dorsey said on Twitter over the weekend that his company is going to let users edit their tweets in the future. He also said that the company is working on customized breaking news alerts and better direct messaging. So you can't edit your tweet right now?
Correct. So if you tweet something, for example, in Facebook or in Instagram, and you post something, you can actually go in and edit the caption or edit the post.
Before it's posted or after it's posted?
After it's posted.
All right, okay.
Twitter, once you tweet something, if you see, like, oh, crap, there's a auto or there's a typo.
Okay.
You need to go in and actually delete that tweet and retweet it correctly if you want it fixed. Or you can't go in and change it.
Or if you're Steve Martin and people mistake the meaning of your tweet, you have to
Carrie Fisher. Yeah, he had to do that. Okay, so that's going to be a deal.
Okay.
Is that going to matter?
I think because a lot of times, you know, if it happens to me, it's because, yeah, I'll tweet something and either autocorrect happens to everyone or just a typo or a grammatical error. Instead of having to go in and delete and recreate that tweet, it's a lot easier just to go in, fix it real quick and repost it.
There you go.
I don't know if it's going to be a deal breaker per se, but I have found myself editing things on Instagram before. So it would be a nice feature for Twitter to have.
Now, and he also says working on customized breaking news alerts and better direct messaging.
Oh.
So that's that makes Twitter a little more intrusive, I would guess. If you are now, how would that work? How would that work? Are you just part of Twitter, and how do you receive those breaking news alerts? Because I don't care about stuff that happens in New Hampshire necessarily. Mm-hmm.
Right. So I wonder if it's just going to become a settings thing in your phone or in your Twitter settings. Do you want to receive breaking news alerts? Mm-hmm. You know, and then they decide what they think is breaking news.
So now, what's the revenue stream on Twitter? How are they making money?
There are sponsored tweets, so there are some, even if you don't follow certain companies, every once in a while, a tweet will show up in your timeline because they have paid Twitter to put it there.
All right. Well, and I'm guessing they're going to look at all this before they roll it out, understanding what Facebook had to go through and Zuckerberg had to actually talk about how possibly they were driving a point of view in their news.
Right. Mm-hmm. They do have, Twitter has a tab, I guess, if you're opening, if you're on the app, and it's called Moments. Okay. And if you click on Moments, it already kind of shows what's going on right now. Like what you need to know on Monday is what pops up. And then there's headlines of what's going on in the world, whether it's sports or politics. So they have a place where you can go and you can find information. And maybe now they're going to make it to where it just automatically notifies
they're
you.
They're going to push it. All right, I understand. All right, there you go. 723, thank you. I appreciate you bringing me up to speed as to what's going on. Zsa Zsa Gabor, of course, you know that she died at the age of 99. Well, New York Magazine's The Cut says Zsa Zsa's ashes were carried to her funeral in a Louis Vuitton bag.
Oh, wow. Uh-huh.
As they should.
Yes, services were held on Friday. So going out in style at 99.
Your company's copiers and printers are essential to employee productivity. Don't lose valuable time due to unreliable office equipment. CTWP is the Brazos Valley source for digital office products. CTWP carries a full line of black and white and color multifunctional imaging systems from the best equipment manufacturers in the world. And we provide reliable service and support for all of our products. Keep your business running smoothly with CTWP. Call 979-779-2998 or visit ctwp.com today.
Here's Pastor Paul from Life Church speaking about boundaries.
When something is valuable to us, we place a boundary around it. We put up fences, lock up our valuables, and as parents, we set guidelines for our children. If something is valuable, God places a boundary around it. The gospel says that you have value because the cross has made you valuable. When God says no, we learn to trust that He is always saying yes to something better.
Explore more about boundaries at Life Church, Sunday mornings at 10:20. Visit lifechurchonline.net.
7:25, News Talk 1620, WTAW. Okay, the weather seems to be moving out of here. And listen, if you slept through that, good for you.
Yeah, that was quick.
Because that was pretty spectacular stuff when it came through the first round earlier this morning, about 4:30 or so, and then the rest of it after that. But everything seems to be drifting off now to the east, and we'll be out of here pretty dang soon. As a matter of fact, there's just some light rain in southern Brazos County after what passed through just the last little while. And again, that's part of two phases of it, but behind that is it's nice. So let's look at the weather, as a matter of fact. It's brought to you this morning by Skyline Communications, in business for your business since 1981 with two-way radios and paging service. Called Skyline Communications, 775-2929. Okay, so here are the numbers. We do continue to have a severe thunderstorm watch in effect till 9 o'clock, but again, most all of that's cleared out of here. 74 will be our high temperature today. We're going to have some sunshine, 49 for a low temperature tonight. Then tomorrow, 72 with some more sun. Partly sunny on Wednesday, and it gets a little bit chillier. 51 will be our high. Then 39 is the low on Wednesday night. 54 is the high on Thursday. And then 34 will be the low on Thursday night. So more kind of what we're used to for this time of year. And right now, we've got 57 degrees outside. That's the Weather Rush coming up in just a minute. Hey, we're in the WC Tractor Control Room, your local award-winning Kubota and New Holland dealer in Bryan and Navasota.
For more than 70 years, farmers and ranchers have depended on Producers Cooperative for quality agricultural products and services. From a full line of livestock feeds, planting seed and fertilizers, fuel and lubricants, farm and ranch equipment and supplies, you'll find it all at Producers. High-performance products, quality service, outstanding results. Since 1943. Producers on Texas Avenue north of Highway 21 in Bryan, or call 979-778-6000. No membership necessary to purchase.
Trust a real estate agent who cares about your family. For friendly hometown service, contact Jason Byinski at BCR Realty, 219-5555, or on the web at aggielandrealestate.com.
Hey folks, a new Silicon Valley startup could change the way your pizza is made and may change the food industry forever. Zoom Pizza, Z-U-M-E, has gotten rid of a key business component that all their competitors use, humans. When a pie is ordered, the pizza goes down a conveyor line and robots add the ingredients. And more innovations are coming. Soon the pizza will actually be made inside the delivery vans on the way to the customer's address. Each van's equipped with robots, 56 remote-controlled ovens. They await approval from the Santa Clara County Department of Environmental Health. Alex Garden, a co-founder of the startup, comes from a background in video games, and he says that the company's goal is to become the Amazon of food. It could be extremely profitable, he says, if they can bring their innovations to others in the food service industry. Now, if this works out, he's right. One big reason, the robot workforce doesn't complain. You don't have to worry about them showing up late or needing family time off to take the dog to the vet. Robots don't take maternity leave because they don't get pregnant. They're not confused about their gender, nor do they demand special rights to express who they are that day. And they're not going to demand $15 an hour to make pizza or anything else. A whole lot of companies would want a slice of that business model.
Rush Limbaugh, 11 to 2 on News Talk 1620.
Investments in securities involves the risk of loss. The following is a far too common tale of investing in annuities. A successful couple invested a large portion of their savings in annuities, thinking they were a safe way to guarantee a dependable income stream no matter what the market did. But it didn't take long for them to regret their decision. They were locked into low returns, faced potential tax consequences, and that they couldn't get out of their annuities without paying huge penalties. They were stuck, and so was their money. Suddenly, their retirement hopes and dreams were in danger. But it didn't have to happen to them, and it doesn't have to happen to you. You can avoid the annuity trap. Here's one way. Get the free report, Annuity Insights, your guide to better understanding annuities, by calling 1-800-375-9991. Written by Forbes columnist and money manager Ken Fisher's firm, this powerful report could help save you from major financial heartache, and it's offered today for free. If you have an annuity or are considering one, claim your free annuities guide today. Hurry, free copies are limited. Call now, 1-800-375-9991. 1-800-375-9991.
Howdy, this is Jason Byinski with BCR Realty. Mortgage interest rates are still at an all-time low. However, interest rates are predicted to rise soon. Whether buying a home, investment property, rural or commercial property, trust an agent with over 20 years of real estate experience in effectively finding the best property in the shortest period of time. For friendly hometown family service, please contact Jason Byinski with BCR Realty at 219-5555 or on the web at aggielandrealestate.com.
Go with the best. Go with Byinski.
AMCO Insurance was recently named the Brazos Valley's Best Insurance Agency by online voters. We are honored by this award and will work hard to continue providing peace of mind to residents of the Brazos Valley and all across Texas. AMCO's strength comes from our employees and the outstanding service they provide to our customers. If you need a quote on your home, auto, business, or life and health insurance, visit AMCO today at 1111 Briarcrest Drive in Bryan or call us at 776-ANCO.
WTAW News Time is 7:31. It's 57 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Good morning. I'm Chelsea Reber. After the Bryan School District released some information about last year's unexpected departure of former Superintendent Tommy Wallace, the school board president has announced more details may be coming.
A statement issued by Trey Moore says the Texas Attorney General may allow additional information to be disclosed that would present a much more complete picture. That may include a review of Wallace's job performance by four other central office administrators. Wallace reacted to paperwork he was given in a private meeting last September by school board member Doug Wunderberger.
Holy cow, who's this from?
Well, it'll be self-explanatory. And I will tell you that this is evidence I had no knowledge of till last night.
Okay.
Wallace was given a memorandum and supporting documents that his lawyers say evaluated the former superintendent. What is contained in that paperwork has not been released. The only information from the private meeting and three emails released by Bryan ISD following an open records request was that Wallace applied for 17 jobs while he was working in Bryan. Wallace is currently employed as an interim high school principal in Missouri City, along with his lawyers, have been asked to comment on the emails and the recording. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
A main water line broke at Bryan Sam Rayburn Middle School yesterday. Bryan ISD reported more than 50 rooms, offices, closets, and common areas had between 1 and 2 inches of water. The school's presentation room had 4 inches. BISD maintenance employees were joined by a private company to remove the water. Today, crews are scheduled to return for a second round of removing water and then to disinfect classroom carpets. The district's technology department removed computers from affected areas and will be testing them to assess any damage. Parts of the water pipe repair will be in tomorrow or Wednesday. Teachers return Wednesday, and district officials say the building will be ready when students return next Monday. Thanks to a bulletproof vest, a Calvert policeman who was shot while on duty yesterday morning was able to go home. A Facebook post from the father of Stephen Magnus said the bullet did not penetrate the vest and that his son was sore, bruised, and resting. The officer posted on the Facebook page of the Law Enforcement Association of the Brazos Valley, "Thank you for all the support. I'm doing well thanks to my vest." A suspect was taken into custody. Bluebell is asking for a break on expensive safety precautions required by the Food and Drug Administration.
Several times over the past few years, Bluebell has been forced to recall its ice cream after listeria was found in their products. At least 10 people became seriously ill. 3 people died. After the outbreak and recall last year, Bluebell temporarily shut down its creameries in Texas, Oklahoma, and Alabama and adopted stringent safety measures when production resumed. Now the company is asking the Food and Drug Administration to let it go back to what Bluebell says are more conventional food safety measures because the tougher conditions are very expensive to sustain. Bluebell claims it now has effective listeria prevention programs in all its facilities. Texas cracked down on Bluebell after the listeria outbreaks, with the state's Department of Health Services fining the company hundreds of thousands of dollars. The Brenham-based ice cream company still trying to regain public trust and financial stability. Cameron Fairchild, TSN News.
The Texas Attorney General's office is challenging a federal judge's ruling that the state is not complying with her earlier directive that foster children shouldn't be placed in any group home that doesn't have 24-hour supervision. Attorney General Ken Paxton said in a filing all but one of 58 foster homes with seven or more children have round-the-clock supervision. Paxton's filing was in response to the judge's ruling that her order seeking to ensure that foster children are free from unreasonable risk of harm was being applied only to future placements and not to children already in unsafe group homes. Another federal judge in Texas has ordered a halt to another Obama administration effort to strengthen transgender rights, this time over health rules that social conservatives say could force doctors to violate their religious beliefs. A temporary injunction was granted over the weekend that stops federal health officials from enforcing rules that are intended to ban discrimination by doctors and hospitals against transgender persons. Judge Reed O'Connor previously sided with Republican-controlled states over transgender protections in public schools sought by the Obama administration. And Wallace Hall's fight for records from the University of Texas goes to the Texas Supreme Court.
The court will decide whether UT System Regent Wallace Hall should have been given records from an internal investigation into favoritism and admissions. Hall argues that Chancellor Bill McRaven must turn over emails, notes, and other records, including confidential student records from the investigation that found former President Bill Powers sometimes ordered students to be admitted despite subpar academic records at the urging of legislators and other influential people. To lower courts agreed with McRaven that Hall does not meet the federal standard of legitimate educational interest to warrant access to private student files. Oral arguments began January 11th. Melanie Brown, TSN News.
WTAW News Time is 7:36. It's 57 degrees. Text us your news tips, photos, and videos to 979-695-1620. More news at the top of the hour, or you can always check out our website, WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
At Brazos County Bank, we put our customers first. We are big believers in taking the time to get to know each and every one of our customers and their unique banking needs. Building relationships are what we do best. Whether you're in the market for a business or personal loan, let us be your lender and provide you with competitive rates and terms with a fast turnaround. I'm Scott Henniger, Vice President of Brazos County Bank, and I invite you to experience what relationship banking can do for you.
Brazos County Bank, a division of First National Bank of Huntsville, insured by the FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Looking for the latest and greatest in Kawasaki mules, outdoor power equipment, lawnmowers, turf management, trailers, and more? Say hello to WRI Outdoors. WRI Outdoors is proud to be an authorized dealer for Exmark mowers, Steel outdoor power tools, Diamond C trailers, and Kawasaki mules, and our service department can repair anything. WRI Outdoors is proud to be Texan owned and operated. Call 985-5040 or look them up on the web, WRIOutdoors.com.
Good morning, it's 7:37. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast is brought to you by United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast roof system, world's best roof. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to UnitedRoofingPros.com.
Through today, partly sunny to occasionally cloudy skies, scattered showers and thunderstorms, some heavy. High temperatures up into the 70s. Clearing, cooler, drier for tonight, down to about 50. Nice day coming up on Tuesday. Lots of blue skies and sun near 70. Cooling down through the 40s with a few clouds Tuesday night. Wednesday, partly sunny and much cooler, only in the 50s. This is meteorologist Gary Best, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
I'm Brad Mitchell. Coming up in sports, Myles Garrett is heading into the 2017 NFL draft and is predicted to be the number one pick. Meanwhile, in A&M basketball, the women face Vanderbilt tonight while the men prepare to take on Kentucky tomorrow. And in the NFL, the Cowboys and Texans suffer losses heading into the postseason. All the details and more coming up in sports on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
I was at a function on New Year's Eve, so I didn't get a chance to see the second football game.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
I just saw him interviewing Dabo, so I'm figuring, well, that must have gone Clemson's way.
It did.
And
yeah.
So then the next morning I wake up and look and I'm going, they shut him out?
Yeah. I didn't put that one in sports just because, you know, it was on New Year's Eve.
Oh, yeah, no,
a couple days ago.
Yeah, it's been a while. No.
But, yeah, I watched that one, and I was really surprised it went that way.
They shut out Ohio State, and they still can't be favorites against Alabama. Is that it?
Mm-hmm.
Man.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that guy went crazy running the running back for Alabama. We never even saw him this year, right? He was just injured and mm-hmm. waiting his turn. So today we've got the Cotton Bowl, huh? Wisconsin.
Remember
and
when
Western
we used to
Michigan.
Go to that?
I remember when we used to do that. That was kind of fun. It was fun, and sometimes
memories.
It was cold.
Yeah. I have heard that the Cotton Bowl is one of the better bowls to go to in sense of just hospitality how you're like. Whether you're with the team or, you know, just the way people are treated and the kind of the goodies that they get.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah, I've heard that's one of the good ones.
The Outback Bowl is also today.
Okay.
So we'll see how that. Mm-hmm. And the Rose Parade, isn't that today? Is the Rose Bowl Parade today? Do we know that?
No.
I have to go look. We haven't done our TV thing yet. Hey, it's the Infomaniacs from the WC Tractor Control Room. WC Tractor's your local award-winning Kubota and New Holland dealer in Bryan and Navasota. So, Kim Jong-un?
Yes.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Did you see him? He made a New Year's speech.
Did not.
Well, it's interesting because he's not wearing a military uniform. I mean, he's dressed up in Eastern, you know, or in Western clothes.
Okay.
I mean, he's got a coat and tie on. I mean, good-looking suit and all that stuff. Well, now he says that they're ready to test an intercontinental ballistic missile.
Shall we play a game?
Yeah, no kidding. Thermonuclear whatever. He told his nation he's almost ready to test launch that intercontinental ballistic missile.
Yikes. Oh,
where do you test one of these things?
Well, I don't know. Where's it going to land? Where are you going to put it? You know, research and development of a cutting-edge technological weapon, actively progressing and strengthening our defense capabilities, including last stage preparation of tests for intercontinental ballistic rocket launch, have been continuously succeeding. Well, that would seem that, the preparation has continued to succeed.
Yeah, that sounds like you may have already tested it.
Yay, that's fine. I'm glad you told us about it because we wouldn't have known.
Thank you.
All right, so new laws that have gone into effect since we're into a new year in California. Barbershops and beauty salons are now allowed to serve up to 12 ounces of beer and 6 ounces of wine to customers at no charge.
No charge?
Yeah, and there are already a no-permit booze arrangement for hot air balloon and limo rides as well. Really? Okay.
What?
Just saying. You can use recreational marijuana in Nevada. California, Massachusetts, and Maine also passed recreational marijuana measures. So far, more than half of the states in U.S. America have legalized marijuana in some form.
Hmm.
Really?
More than half?
I had no idea it was that
number. I thought it was a handful. Mm-hmm.
And in California, school mascots will no longer be able to be called Redskins.
Ooh.
Can't be Redskins anymore. That's insensitive.
Yeah.
Just letting you know.
Very offensive.
Yeah. Four schools apparently had not changed, and so now they will be forced to become something new. So for people who went to that high school, they'll just have to remember something
you
else.
You know, I whenever it was a big thing with the NFL team, you know, a couple of years ago, and it became a big thing in the news, from what I noticed, from the things that I saw posted, most Native Americans don't care.
No.
They don't care at all.
Well,
the people who care.
Well, my thing is, it's not like a degrading thing to be a mascot.
Not at all.
No.
It's not, you know, like pioneer men get upset.
You're supposed to be
pioneers or whatever. I don't know. So,
you're supposed to be rising to a higher level,
yeah,
right?
You're celebrating this, you know, this figure that represents your school or your team. And
But, you know, they're trying to say that it's a derogatory term that was used. But it's just like, that's not what you would think of as a derogatory term for that, you know, in normal speech.
Yeah.
You know, if someone were to be derogatory that way.
I'm not
going to
be mad at somebody and call them a Redskin.
Right.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
You Redskin, you.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
And then there's this.
An iconic landmark changed overnight. The Hollywood sign in California altered to read Hollyweed. The LAPD says a male suspect was seen on surveillance video around 3 a.m. dressed all in black, scaling up the hills to the sign. The sign was altered using tarp, some parts black and white, to turn the O's into E's. The sign's been tampered with numerous times over the years. This is the second time it's been altered to read Hollyweed. It happened before, back on January 1st, 1976, the same day a marijuana law took effect then. California voters approved a measure just last year that legalized pot in the state beginning in 2018.
So there you are.
Hollyweed, man.
Yeah, now, and in 1987, it was called Hollywood. They covered up the H in 1987 during the Iran Contra hearings because of Oliver North. Okay. And then Oil War in 1991 by people opposed to the first Gulf War.
Huh.
That took some work to do that, to change Hollywood to that.
Yeah, and that's a very large sign.
It is.
And it's, it's up in the hills, but it's well lit. I'm sure there's some kind of security measure around it.
So they got a guy in black. Okay, yeah. What are the chances there? Now, remember, the thing was originally erected in 1923, and it was Hollywood Land because it was a real estate development that they were publicizing, and then they changed it.
Okay. Oddly enough, too, if you've never seen it, it's a lot smaller in person than it looks like in pictures.
Like the Alamo.
Yeah.
Yeah, because, I mean, if you put it in the center of the picture, you can't see what's around it.
Yeah. Apparently, Mount Rushmore is that way, too.
Yeah. New York City's Second Avenue subway opened yesterday after 100 years of on and off construction.
What?
Just, 100
We thought
years.
Texas Avenue took a long time.
Hello?
I only know because a good friend of mine graduated from there, but it was changed once to read Go Caltech.
Go Caltech, really? All right.
That took a lot of work. Yeah.
That's it. All right, so in other words, it cost $1 billion and it wasn't going anywhere. Is that right? So it's kind of like the Hillary campaign?
Hey!
All right. Yeah, I know. I went a long way for that. All right, put there. All right. So it's time for our list of making New Year's resolutions, right? A new Marist poll shows that traditional resolution about losing weight and exercise.
Oh, yeah.
It's still on there, but it got bumped down. Mm. It got bumped. It is not number one.
People are finally being a little realistic.
True. Number one, being a better person.
That all falls into the same category.
Yeah.
That just covers it all.
Gonna be a better person. CBS News says that if you are serious about making the change, these tips would help you stay on track. Be honest with yourself. Choose one goal and stick to it. Ooh, get this. Are you ready? Make your goal SMART. That means specific, measurable, achievable, relevant, and time-based.
There you go.
I can't even remember those five things. What do you mean?
SMART.
Put that on your refrigerator. Put that on the dashboard of your vehicle.
Yeah.
Okay? Rearrange your environment for success. What does that mean?
Get rid of your loser friends.
That's I was thinking taking the beer out of the fridge, but maybe you're going
that works too.
Cover your TV.
Track your progress. Track your progress. Mm-hmm. Okay, so now
journal.
Journal, and then Brad, you were talking about that on the bit of info today about how you could take a good thing that you did each day and put it into a jar, right?
Yeah, I thought that was a pretty cool idea that I saw. I actually saw it on Facebook, and it's something, you know, because every day good things happen, whether the whole day was bad or whatever, you know, something good happens. If you write that down, you put it in a jar, you look back at it, you know, months later, you notice that your entire year, something good happened to you.
Exactly. And shake those out on a table when you're feeling badly, right?
The
things that you were able to do. Well, all right, there you are. So, and then let's see. And be kind to yourself when you slip. Oh, that's it. So, okay, take yourself. I'm going to hit the wall. I'm going to go. I'm going to go as hard as I can. And then when you fail, you pat yourself on the back.
It's okay.
And you give yourself a green ribbon.
Looking for the latest and greatest in Kawasaki mules, outdoor power equipment, lawnmowers, turf management, trailers, and more? Say hello to WRI Outdoors. WRI Outdoors is proud to be an authorized dealer for Exmark mowers, Steel Outdoor Power Tools, Diamond C Trailers, and Kawasaki mules. And our service department can repair anything. WRI Outdoors is proud to be Texan-owned and operated. Call 985-5040 or look them up on the web, WRIOutdoors.com.
Focus on the Family is brought to you by Doctors James and Maria Childs of Childs Dermatology Clinic. Call 696-4444.
If you're living with psoriasis, you can live clear. Extract Light treatment is available locally, exclusively at Childs Dermatology. This treatment is clinically proven to slow and reverse the growth of psoriatic cells with virtually no side effects. Patients achieve 95% clearance and prolonged remission. Extract Light treatment is covered by most major insurance plans. So call Childs Dermatology to schedule your Extract Light treatments and start to live clear. Call 979-696-4444 or visit childsdermatology.com.
One of the deepest wounds I suffered in childhood came when I was 7. My mom and dad were divorced by then, but my dad had promised me a new baseball mitt for my birthday. When the big day came, I was so excited I ran out to the curb every 15 minutes, waiting for him to turn onto our street. But you know what? He never showed. I thought I wasn't even worth my dad remembering me on my birthday. I've only felt rejection like that maybe a couple of times in my life. In fact, that moment impacted me so deeply, I carried it into my parenting, only in a positive way. I could have buried that incident along with my father and hoped it would go away on its own. But I've tried to channel my pain into something positive for my two boys. And when I make a promise to my children, I'll do whatever I can to honor it. And I never want them to feel the same rejection from me that I felt from my own dad. I'd encourage you to find a positive outlet for your tough moments as well. Turn your pain into something good for you and your children. Instead of allowing your past to pull you away from your family, let it draw you closer together. Instead of repeating the same negative behavior you experienced in childhood, chart a new course. Don't let your past come between you and your children. Use your pain to propel you forward into better experiences than what you had. Acknowledge your pain, make a change, and move in a new direction. For Focus on the Family, I'm Jim Daly.
Rebuild or replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild or replace engine, $2,400. Truth is, once your manufacturer's warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Not sure how long you're keeping your car? At Toco, you can pay as you go. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-261-7500 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-261-7500. That's 800-261-7500. 800-261-7500. Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warrantech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit TocoWarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
Good morning, I'm Brad Mitchell with a look at your WTAW Sports, brought to you by Team Ford of Navasota. It's 7:52. Well, the big story over the weekend for A&M is that defensive end Myles Garrett announced Saturday night that he'll enter the 2017 NFL Draft. Garrett was an Associated Press All-American in 2015 and 16, and his sack total over the past three seasons was surpassed only by Tennessee defensive end Derek Barnett. In a statement, Garrett said he's looking forward to the challenges that are ahead and is excited about the opportunity to play at the next level. Meanwhile, in A&M men's basketball, after squaring off in a pair of epic showdowns and sharing the SEC championship last year, Texas A&M and Kentucky will face off during the first of two scheduled meetings on the hardwood tomorrow at 8 p.m. Pre-game will be at 7:30, and you can catch it on News Talk 1620 WTAW. Meanwhile, tonight, the women's basketball team hosts Vanderbilt at Reed Arena at 6 p.m. in the SEC opener for both teams. Pre-game for that will be at 5:45, and you can catch it on Sports Radio 1150 in the Zone 102.7 FM. In the NFL,
first and goal at the three. McFadden, the running back, Romo in the gun. And looking left for a little fade to Williams.
Impact expects damage to roofs, siding, and trees.
Locations impacted include Pasadena, Pearland, Sugar Land, Missouri City, Conroe, Northern Friends Wood, Deer Park, Northwestern Rosenberg, Stafford, South Houston, Bel Air, Humble, West University Place, Katy, Richmond, Galena Park, Tomball, Jacinto City, Cleveland, and Jersey Village. For your protection, move to an interior room on the lowest floor of a building.
I love Humble. That's a funny... funny pronunciation. Oh, yeah. We'll pick it up where we left off in the NFL.
First and goal at the three. McFadden, the running back. Romo in the gun. And looking left for a little fade to Williams and a great head nod. Williams caught it. Touchdown. Romo with a touchdown on his first possession of the year.
Tony Romo threw his first touchdown pass in nearly 14 months, and the playoff-bound Dallas Cowboys played it safe in a 27-13 loss to the Philadelphia Eagles yesterday. The Cowboys locked up the number one seed and home field advantage throughout the NFC playoffs when the Eagles beat the Giants on December 22nd. Meanwhile, in Nashville,
Matt Cassel takes a knee, and that's going to do it. The Titans' year is complete with the same mark as the Texans. They are 9-7 as the Titans are winners today. Tennessee 24, Houston 17.
A concussion that sidelined quarterback Tom Savage could have the biggest impact coming out of the Houston Texans' 24-17 loss at Tennessee yesterday. Savage started for the AFC South champions but left in the second quarter to be evaluated for a concussion and was cleared. He took a snap to kneel down on the final play of the first half and was diagnosed with a concussion after being reevaluated at halftime. Elsewhere in the NFL, there are some coaching changes that will be taking place as the San Diego Chargers will be interviewing head coaches while deciding whether to move to Los Angeles. Mike McCoy was fired following the Chargers' loss to Kansas City in what may have been the final NFL game in San Diego. McCoy was 27-37 in four seasons at the helm, missing the playoffs the last 3 years and finishing last each of the last 2 years. Meanwhile, the San Francisco 49ers have fired coach Chip Kelly and general manager Trent Baalke following a 2-14 season, matching the worst record in team history. And in Denver, the Broncos will hold a news conference today to formally announce Gary Kubiak's resignation as head coach. Kubiak told his players of the decision following yesterday's win over the Raiders. He went 24-11 in 2 years at the helm, winning Super Bowl 50 with a 24-10 win over Carolina last February. And in the NBA, Tim Hardaway Jr. made a tying three-pointer with 3.3 seconds remaining in regulation and scored 9 points in overtime, including the go-ahead free throw to lift the Atlanta Hawks to a 114-112 victory over the San Antonio Spurs last night. Hardaway made the first of two free throws with 10.8 seconds remaining in overtime for a 113-112 lead. And now here's Kevin O'Connor.
Hanging out with Mike Vivaldi from Team Ford of Navasota. So, how's Mount Vivaldi?
TCO is doing great. This time of year, we're really busy.
For those that don't know, TCO is Texas Custom Outfitters?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Texas Custom Outfitters, we specialize in just about anything you want to do to a truck. So, you want to lift it, you want to put wheels and tires, fuel tanks, running boards, power boards, you know, you name it.
From anything from making it Bigfoot to something you need to plow around on the back 40 with.
That's right. And we have special discounts if you buy things and certain packages, you
okay.
know. So we have like, you know, working man's package or, you know, off-road package or extreme off-road package. And you get all that stuff packaged together, you get a good discount. So if you're thinking about doing something like that, you might want to go to TexasCustomOutfitters.com and check it out.
And that's also a link from the original website, which is?
TeamInAvasota.com.
Thanks, sir. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
That's going to do it. I'm Kevin O'Connor.
With Sioux Falls Prater Equipment, you'll be able to make hay while the sun shines. Right now, get a John Deere round or square baler with 0% interest for 48 months. Pair it up with a John Deere 5E series tractor, and you'll be able to do more for less than expected. Stop by and visit one of our five convenient locations today, or shop hay tools and tractors online at cptractor.com. Offer ends January 31st, 2017. Subject to approved installment credit with John Deere Financial. Some restrictions apply. Other offers available. See dealer for details.
Skyline Communications presents Two-Way Radio for Business and Industry. Forget the brick radios of the past. Our full-featured units are lighter and smaller. Your cell phone can even access your radio fleet. Skyline Communications, Two-Way Radio, a better way.
When you think of Texas A&M Athletics on WTAW... Think of the businesses sponsoring the games of your favorite team.
Businesses like Rudy's Barbecue, Sleep Stations, Horniman Flooring, Subway, Team Ford, and Coldwell Banker Agtown Realtors.
Here's a big gig'em to these sponsors of Texas A&M Athletics. You're listening to the flagship station for Texas A&M Athletics, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
There you are, the Infomaniacs from WTAW. We're in the WC Tractor control room. WC Tractor, your local award-winning Kubota and New Holland dealers in Bryan and Navasota. All right, here's some weather. It's brought to you this morning by Nationwide agent Mike Kilgore. Insurance for yourself, your family, your business. Nationwide is on your side. Call the Kilgore Insurance Group at 776-1900 or stop by their office on Harvey Road. Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio, subject to underwriting guidelines, review, and approval. All right, the bad stuff's out of here. We're going to see the sun today. 74 will be our high, but it's 57 right now. WTAW College Station, Bryan, 8 o'clock.